Hungry Days Collective.
This is Take Two.
Coleman, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me on.
We already spoke a little bit behind the scenes. I always start the podcast going, oh, we had a little bit of a chit chat, just giving everyone pure FOMO of everything that we said. The amount of times that I've had conversations for like 30 minutes with the guest and then be like, hello, thank you so much for joining me. I'm just like, oh, sorry about that. Anyways, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Delighted to be up here in the Big Smoke up in Dublin. Drove from Kildare, being the country lad. Didn't know where to park the car, but eventually got a spot and I'm here and happy to be here.
Fair enough. How are you finding Kildare?
Good. Good, yeah. Setting up a grow your own classes up there. And I suppose that's something that I do with being an organic grower as a personal trainer. That's, I suppose, my area of expertise. Getting people eating more local, fresh, organic produce. Getting back to literally single ingredient foods is a main importance of, I suppose, your overall health. That's kind of my ethos in people improving their diet. Improve your diet, improve your lifestyle in a nutshell.
How long have you been growing your own produce for?
Well, I graduated and was lucky enough, I suppose, to go through horticulture and then got my master's degree in 2013.
Wait, what's horticulture?
So horticulture, I suppose, is just a grand term of between trees, plants and anything that grows. But like, there was a lot of rubbish in that course and there wasn't enough hands-on.
So was it like biology to a certain, like?
I did biology, I did physics, I did statistics, you do everything. It's quite general.
All right.
And then you specific down, got to a niche and I ended up picking
trees.
No, vegetables, fruits. Because I and that people
sorry, you just said it's the science of trees.
Well, right, even more specific, it's more like the fruits and vegetables that you can eat. Trees are lovely, but you can't eat very little of them produce.
You can hug them.
You can. Yeah, and I'm all for grounding as well. That's something I'm a major believer in as well. And I mean, forest bathing is something that people do as well. And actually, I'm doing a retreat this weekend down in West Cork in Skull. And it involves 7 a.m. We'll get people up. And even if they don't wake up, I literally tickle their toes and they get them outside.
Oh my God.
So... And that's the truth.
And what's the price for that, like, to get your toes tickled?
And that's extra. Yeah. That's extra on top of what we actually do.
Yeah.
But, so that's a full Friday, Saturday, 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, two full nights, accommodation, foods all included, all organic foods, bring in the likes of whatever is in season. You have spinach, rainbow chard, you have mixed salads, all those things that people are having, typically a breakfast that contains complete proteins, healthy fats, and the last one, complex carbohydrates. Yes, so that's oats and eggs would be a typical example of those.
So is it going to be a retreat where you're growing your own, like you're teaching people how to grow your own stuff? And then also educate them on things that obviously aren't being grown in, during that retreat, correct?
Yeah, just and on that retreat, there's three other individuals. There's yoga incorporated into it. There's also a nutritionist and there's a personal development coach. It's literally the combination of the four, I suppose, pillars of health. Your health, your wealth, your love and your fulfillment all mixed together with, I suppose, those 3 days and two nights down in West Cork. The next one is in Skull.
What makes you different to a nutritionist?
I suppose I combine the likes of exercise, I suppose, a holistic health to, I suppose, knowing exactly from the ground up what is in season and what people can have and add into their diet. And I practice what I preach. I literally, as I said, came in here, still have a little bit of muck on my hands, put tomato plants, sweet potatoes, and have been transplanting cucumbers, all things that can be grown in Ireland and should be eaten in season, because food actually comes into season for a reason. And I love that. Like, let's take that quick example of tomatoes. They come into season during midsummer, June and July in Ireland, anyway, for that fact. And they actually protect your skin from sunburn. It's not that I recommend people get sunburned. In fact, I don't. I recommend people to actually get direct sunlight without sun cream, because actually, when you do that, you inevitably are able to produce vitamin D. Because if you put on sun cream, it actually blocks the beneficial...
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Very important.
So, okay, let's go with sunlight. Obviously, you don't want to get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
So, correct. SPF is recommended, but vitamin D is also recommended. So, is it just like 30 minutes in the sun when it's like... Also, it's Ireland. It's not like...
Exactly that. And I also recommend people to get it in the morning when it's not as harshest. It's the furthest away point at sunrise.
Yeah.
As a result of that, getting early morning exposure to the sun, especially on your face and in your eyes, as a result of that, it naturally wakens your body. I don't drink coffee, and people often ask me, Coleman, what coffee do you drink? Do you drink such and such? No, I don't. If I drank coffee, I think the world would implode. So I literally do things to increase my energy levels through food, through lifestyle, such as grounding, sunlight, exposure in the morning, as I said, and definitely improving on, it also improves on my sleep. It improves blood flow, grounding first thing in the morning. Grounding is literally, people like, what is grounding? It's also known as earthing. It's literally standing on your bare feet on living material. You can do it in on sand, you could do it on grass, anything I suppose that's living.
Okay. And who were you before you got into this fitness journey? So you're obviously clearly passionate about all of this right now. There probably was a time when you weren't, I'd assume.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. And
what was the turning point for you?
I lived at home throughout, I suppose, all the college years. And then I suppose I had to take my own health and my life into my own hands. I moved to Australia, immigrated, and I tried to get a job out there.
How old were you?
I was 24, so I lived...
Okay.
Yeah, heading for 25 when I went to Australia. So I lived at home at 24. And after that, you're going to have to kind of sink or swim, as they say. Yeah. So I spent a period of time in Australia, and all I could cook at the time was literally the chicken, broccoli and rice. And I got fairly sick of that pretty quick. Yeah. So, yeah, as a result of that, really nailing down foods from learn how to cook from YouTube.
Yeah.
And now, like, I'm a one-pan man, adding in single ingredients, adding in spices, organic fitness spices such as turmeric and ginger, veg stock. Like, salt is great. It's just that when you take out processed foods, you can actually add back in salt into your diet, which is really important.
Yeah.
So that then when I was over in Australia, getting into a routine of exercising, I kind of started off wanting to be that kind of bodybuilder. And I
Did you bodybuild?
I'm going to say that, yeah, I did.
Were you on stage?
I did.
You have to send me photos for that. It's going to be like right here. Like, if you're listening to it, you have to go on YouTube. I'm going to put the photo of you.
I have.
Coleman.
I have. And do you know what I mean? I'm going to say, this is. I actually haven't mentioned this before. The idea that I wore my dad's Speedos to that event. I swear to God that my father actually wore, if my father listened, to his honeymoon, whenever that was, years ago. And I remember at the time.
First of all, why were your dad's Speedos in your luggage when you moved to Ireland? Sorry, to Australia from Ireland.
No, I didn't do it in Australia. I did it before.
I moved to Australia. I see. So you were already buff over here.
This is what I'm going to explain. I actually am in better condition now than when I was doing that bodybuilding competition.
For sure.
Yeah.
I completely believe that.
Because I suppose I learned so much from that. And that's how you learn anything. You have to kind of, suppose, I'm a firm believer in jumping in. You either sink or you swim. And I learned massively that I was, I suppose, I came actually second last. And at that time, I was like, it was kind of head blowing. But that's okay. Do you know what I mean? It was a mistake. And that's how you learn. A lot of people are afraid to make mistakes. That's how I'm actually dyslexic as well. And when I go into anything, it's challenging, it's difficult for me, but I learn by doing. And that's why I suppose I excelled in practical based things such as exercise and growing your own. Yeah. And that was the same, I suppose, with that bodybuilding competition. And at the time, I was kind of embarrassed. I didn't want to even tell anybody that I was doing it because I was a big GA fella at the time. And Coleman thinks he's great because he's going to do a bodybuilding competition. I just wanted to do it. And I love just challenging myself. And as you said, I came second last. And I was like, look, that's something that I don't want to do.
Oh, yeah. And also, when you think about it, if you don't place, like, this is a competition about your body. It's kind of, it's similar to a beauty pageant to that extent. If you did not win, it's you know? It's not even like a skill where you miss the ball out of the park. So I can only imagine what it would have felt like to be like, oh, they don't think that my muscles are big enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you could have easily internalized it for a period of time.
And I took that on board and kind of realized that I actually don't want to go down that route. So I did something.
I heard it's miserable to prepare for it as well.
It is. Made it quite easy for me. So I was on chicken, broccoli and rice anyway. That was my basic stable diet. And my diet is completely different to that right now. I'm eating whatever foods I like. I'd eat more vegetables than most. And a lot of people ask me, am I vegan or vegetarian? At certain times of the year, I eat a hell of a lot more vegan or vegetarian meals. Then at other times of the year, I eat more meats. But eggs was something I would definitely be a firm believer in because they're nature's multivitamin, contain vitamin A, D, E, and K. Love them. And they're just, I suppose, a staple part in my diet and very easily, I suppose, sustainably gotten in Ireland, especially.
Mm. And what is organic fitness to you?
Organic fitness, I suppose, is a lifestyle more than a diet. It's getting people back to eating the foods that benefit them, such as improving your gut health, adding in certain types of fiber into your diet, particularly dark leafy greens, because they contain iron, magnesium, and vitamin C. Most people are taking these in supplements anyway. And when, I suppose, people find foods that they like and enjoy and they can incorporate in and find a balance in, I suppose, their activity, whatever it is. And activity is basic requirement, exercise, steps, 10,000, indirect sunlight, you're getting vitamin D and you're moving. Then you're doing either home workouts or any exercise that you preferably want to do. You can do gym-based or stuff like that right now. And since lockdown, I have a much more preference towards literally two sets of dumbbells, workouts, and then finishers, which is just high intensity.
Yeah. Like a good kettlebell.
Yeah, get a good swing on.
Oh, you know which kettlebell I want to get? Joe Rogan has this one on his Instagram with a gorilla face on it. Like a carved gorilla face. And I really just want a kettlebell with like a face on it, like a sculpted one where you just like swing it around. Did you get your hands on one of those?
No, I have a kettlebell. Actually, at the start of lockdown, I had nothing. I literally had myself, yeah. I literally had a bag on my back. I was doing literally push-ups from my knees, doing squats on it, because you need very little to actually exercise. And
yeah, like there's quite a movement on mobility all of a sudden as well, which is great, in my opinion, because you see a lot of times where it's like, can you deadlift? Can you? How much do you squat? But it's like, can you carry your shopping bags and walk up the steps?
Yeah.
That, and I completely agree with you. I think my interpretation of organic fitness through you, you're the first person I would have come across where you're talking about this in a non-vegan, non-vegetarian kind of way. It's nearly like an essential, like your bare essentials, like minimalism, but for fitness.
Yeah. And when more people, I suppose, realize that you need very little, the less you have, in fact, the happier you are.
Mm.
So important to people to realize that, stop comparing yourself to other people. And I'm a big believer in personal development, setting yourself goals, setting yourself challenges. And as a result of that, you work towards them. And that's what I do myself. And that's what I recommend to anyone that I mentor, coach, or chat to on a regular basis.
Yeah, we're going to talk about personal development towards the end. I have everything written down. I listened to your book, and not via Audible, because, just for everyone to know, he sent me the pre-release, so fuck you. Anyways, so I selected all the words and I got my MacBook to speak it to me, because I couldn't, like, I don't want to be looking at my laptop to read. So she spoke to me. Siri, I heard your book through Siri. And the last few chapters are on personal development, so you kept people like waiting till the end. Spoiler alert. So we're going to keep that for the end. Anyways, so we spoke about organic fitness. So you moved from Ireland to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, I'm assuming you were probably tempted into the 9 to 5, drink on the weekends, that sort of thing. Had this massive revelation of, why the fuck am I doing this? And you start learning about like nutrition in a more in-depth kind of way. What made it, like, was it just the fact that you were feeling better, that you're like, oh, I want to find out more about it, like, this is my cocaine to a certain extent, and you just deep dived into it?
It happened most certainly when I was in Australia, because when you have to, I suppose, go shopping and you see all these different fruits and vegetables, and I was introduced to, Australia's great because it's sunny all the time and people are going outside and you see these stalls, country markets was probably the first place. And I actually didn't really know a lot about country markets in Ireland previous and prior to that. I would have just said, oh yeah, they're just for such and such a people. But when I came back then and I was like, oh yeah, and I've been reading about it and studying, and every vitamin and mineral comes from the soil and what's growing in the soil, organic produce. So where can I get my, I suppose, nutrition from at the best optimal quality, getting it fresh? Where's the best place to get fresh produce? The country market, and they're growing it without harsh chemicals. And if you get it organic, it's been the gold standard. And then I started to, I suppose, eat more and more whole foods. And as a result of that, then I was deep dived into gut health, and kind of the basic thing with gut health is good food, good mood. Why? Because 90% of your serotonin is produced in your gut. I love it. Like,
yeah. Over, so you're talking about maybe like 2 years?
Yeah, and no,
like you're so passionate about it. I'm trying to slow you down here, man.
It's hard to slow me down, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, what the fuck? You're like this without coffee, man.
I know.
Imagine amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm drinking water here.
I'm jealous.
Hydrate.
Like, I'm jealous in a non-jealous kind of way. Like, kudos. I support you.
Yeah. Well, you can have a slice of that cake, pardon the pun. You just have to, I suppose, find a routine of doing anything that I am doing. You don't have to do all of it, because I tried to take on too much there, I'm going to say, over a period of time in the last 5 years, and it can become overwhelming trying to compare yourself to somebody else, and you're trying to do as much as they are, either on social media or your friend, or they're starting a new diet, or they're getting a dog, I'm at a dog, and they're going into a relationship and they're jumping on this new fitness trend, or they have that kettlebell, I want that kettlebell. Do you know what I mean? Just basic examples I'm just thinking of off the spot. Yeah. But it's about finding and adding in one little thing. It's the compound effect of literally in getting and adding one more healthy food choice into your diet. One training session followed by another. And then that gets you inevitably one step closer, higher on the ladder.
Exactly. That's why I'm trying to ask you how long it took you, because that's a very important thing when it comes to social media. Sometimes people forget to acknowledge the fact that that person you're looking up to has the 10,000 hours of work before you, the mistakes, the trial and error as well. Quitting cold turkey and going full on could work for some people. But recently I've come across this guy that spoke about addiction. He was an addict, and he said that his therapist recommended to him to meet the habit where it's at and like replace it with something. So I forgot what it was, but like smoking, like whenever you're going for a smoke, you have to find something that's going to replace that. Social media. You're always going to be on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's easier to work on a social media addiction if you find an app that's going to beat Instagram to it, rather than just throw your phone out the window, because that's going to be like harder for you. So again, like with what you're saying, exactly, I completely understand and recommend everyone to just like listen to Coleman. But like, don't be too harsh on yourself.
Yeah.
Well, Start adding ginger or something to your meal or your tea.
Totally.
You know?
Like literally doing one thing.
Exactly.
Like, I am addicted. I am addicted to health and fitness. I've been on holidays very recently, and I hadn't taken a holiday due to whatever was going on. But the idea is, when I'm anywhere, whether it's at home, at a friend's house, I'm going on holidays, I want to make those healthy food choices. They're like, oh, you still eating healthy? I've always been eating healthy. I couldn't actually stop. I can't stop right now.
Wow. Do you struggle with balance, or is this just your balance?
Balance, I suppose, is different for everyone. I would more so say that I am on a path and I'm going forward. I'm not going backwards. Can't change the past. You can only change the future. Mm. Start doing more things that benefit you. Start moving more. Start eating better.
Okay.
That's definitely where I would push people towards.
So are you like a 0 or 100 kind of guy?
Yeah, I'm type A personality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm getting up early, I'm going to bed early, I have a routine, and I'm written down my perfect day, and that's what I recommend to clients, starting at whatever time you want to get up at, what you have for breakfast, what time you start work, what time you have lunch, what time you finish. The more specific you are, the more specific results you get in anything that you do. It's not that my day is perfect every single day. There's curveballs thrown in the mix, something breaks, doesn't go to plan. If I'm recording my own podcast, the whole thing wasn't, the on button wasn't even clicked.
Oh, yeah.
You're there going, pulling your hair out, going, oh my God, what the hell?
Mm.
You forgot your lunch, your healthy lunch, going to work, and now you're just like going, oh, my day is ruined. No, it's not. It's one part of your day. Just move on. Make a better food choice. Stop in a shop, get yourself a yogurt, which is high protein. It's low calorie, if it's low fat, and bump in, get in some cacao powder in there. I love that stuff. High in magnesium. Increase your energy levels. That's definitely something people should do. Higher protein, higher magnesium. Boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. What is your perfect day?
My perfect day would definitely start off with the likes of myself rising with the sunrise, grounding, doing some form of stretching.
So right now the sun is rising early.
Yeah.
Are you waking up with the sun?
Before it.
And what about during the winter time? Is your sleep schedule like adapted to that?
It's a very good question. When the writing of the book, that took me probably about 2 years to do, I was getting up between the hours of 5 and 5:30 for the period of those 2 years, just to be as productive as I possibly could. And it's actually, it's easy to get up, I would say. It's actually harder to go to bed at 9 or 9:30 when everyone else is texting you and social media is hopping and people say, oh, you coming out, you're doing this, you're doing that. I'm like, I have some things to do. I have this plan. I have to stick to it. And that happens the whole time, whether you're, I suppose, writing a book or you're trying to improve on your health. There's loads of people trying to always pull you back in or pull you back down to their level. They're offering you the biscuit, they're offering you the cake, and sometimes you really have to just say, no thanks, I'm moving on, I'm leveling up.
Carry on with your day. Yeah. So you woke up?
I get up, I do grounding, watching the sunrise, very important, writing down 3 things that I'm extremely grateful for. That's just a massive, massive game changer for putting you on a positive mindset. And I definitely would recommend more people to do that, focusing on the positives. Then my breakfast would be something like, as I said, overnight oats steeped, aids in digestion. It's a complex carbohydrate, very easily and cheap. It's only about 50 cent extra. If you wanted to switch up something from your diet that's non-organic to organic, I recommend Flavins. I'm from Waterford. And shout out to Flavin. So,
sponsor. Carry on.
Eggs, for anybody that lives in the country, it's one of the most simplest things you can literally
have. Yeah, do you have your own chickens?
Yes, I certainly do.
Did they come with you from West Cork?
They certainly did. Put them in the suitcase.
How many do you have?
I have 6 in total.
Names?
Yeah. There are, I cannot literally name them 1 to 6, and then I started, there's one massive white fella, so he's like the great white, he's my favourite. He's massive. He was meant to give me white eggs, but he doesn't, but anyway, I paid extra for him. Yeah. So then I suppose I'm going out and feeding them, and this is a routine that I have in the morning. Then I'm going over, either doing my workout, or I'm going straight over to my laptop, replying to, like, clients. Then I go throughout my day, I'm sowing seeds first thing in the morning, then I'm watering, then I'm harvesting, then after a harvest, then it's, supposed transplanting, and then go and finish and work at a certain time, depending on the time of year, finishing a little bit later in the summer.
Yeah, so you're a personal trainer, so that's like your laptop work, dare we say.
Yeah, I'm online. Yeah. Online, which is great. And that's why I suppose I love social media and use it to not only, I suppose, for my business, but for connecting with people.
Oh, yeah.
And on all social media platforms. I'm on everything, you name it.
You are.
Yeah, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Which is your favorite platform?
Probably TikTok, because I have that kind of humor that I can get a message across to people in relation to it being healthy while still making a laugh out of it, if you know what I mean.
How did you deal with the video that went viral of you?
I loved it. I mean, it's attention. I'm like, straight up, and I'm an attention seeker. So literally, I was delighted. I couldn't have been happier.
Let's go. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who would? It's what I say. There's no such thing as bad publicity. I love anybody. And do you know what I mean? That's probably why I started one of my fitness journeys, because people were trying to start a fight with me, but throwing digs at me. I love that.
Were they?
Yeah. Just when I was younger, I was very small. I was quite weak, and now I would say I'm the other end of the spectrum. I'm a little bit, not taller, but I'm stronger, and as a result of that, there's less people able to, I suppose, pick on me. And that's something that I really enjoy doing, becoming, I suppose, from a small mouse to a stronger Popeye.
Yeah, like it's your confidence story, eh?
Yeah.
You started from somewhere.
Yeah. Started from the ground up.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally, organic fitness. You couldn't, it's a better analogy there.
Yeah, huh? There you go. Change the cover of your fucking book now.
From the ground up.
Yeah. Anyways, so you had a video go viral on TikTok where you said, what's the sound again? Do you want to know
how you grow your own mushrooms?
Yeah, medicinal mushrooms as well.
Of course.
Was it like the psychedelic one?
No, it was oyster shiitake mushrooms. And then I went with it and used it. Do you want to know how to lose body fat? Do you want to know how to grow some muscles? I owned it. Do you know what I mean? That's what you do with anything.
For sure.
Yeah, so just like people that get picked on for, I suppose, their weight. If you can necessarily go into a room and say, oh, I'm the biggest guy here. You take away the power, take control of people trying to, I suppose, take digs at you.
Yeah. Do you think that you would have dealt with it differently if they caught you 7 years ago, 10 years ago?
Definitely, I'm definitely a stronger, more confident individual. And I actually, in the morning, something that I didn't even mention, affirmations are important. And I would say a specific line to myself that I'm a tall, I'm a confident, I'm a successful entrepreneur. I want people to be happier. I want people to be healthier. I want people to eat local, fresh and organic produce. I want to have an online business that helps people to reach their fitness goals, eating the best foods that they possibly can. I say that every single year. I've said that every single day for the last 3 years in the morning to myself.
And you're getting closer and closer to
This morning, I swear down, yeah. This morning, I was literally signing someone up. I was like, this person's in America. And they have literally just signed up to a 6-week program with me. And that just hit me, like today. That's this morning.
Yeah. No. A, the internet. But B, when you pinpoint, this is the first time I'm talking about this, right? So I still haven't tapped into affirmations yet. I'm still in the personal development. Like, I'm just figuring out what works. And what's working for me really well right now that I highly recommend is like a daily stoic affirmation and journal. Love it. Ryan Holiday, great guy. And there was one stoic phrase, don't fucking tell me what it was, but so clearly it's not that important. No, but basically it was kind of like a metaphor to having a bow and arrow and a target. And the target was obviously your goal. The bow and arrow would be action. And it went along the lines of, like, that's where like my mind started going, where if you're going to have a bow and arrow and just like toss it and hope for the best. So if you have these affirmations, if you have these vision boards, but you don't put the work in, you're just tossing an arrow to the ground. But you need to pull that bow. You need to get that arrow and like do the hard work, because like pulling is actually like hard work to a certain extent. And you're going to get closer to your target.
Totally. And I'm going to expand on that point. The fact is that having someone to teach you how to pull that bow is very important, because I got mentors and coaches along the way, both business, both growing, both in personal development. And that can be either paid or listening to as many podcasts that are free online on YouTube, wherever you listen to. Whoever you listen to, it's really important, because there's so much information out there right now. We're information overloaded and we're knowledge lacking. You need to put into practice the things that you know. Most people know how to exercise. Most people know that organic foods are better. Most people. And the idea is you have to start doing it and see it and try it for yourself. No point in saying that, oh, someone told me that beans and lentils, they contain toxins. We shouldn't eat them. Someone said meat causes the likes of cancer. Oh, yeah, but not meat. All meat is created equally. The likes of dairy, I told that it was inflammation, caused major inflammation. But actually, organic has higher omega-3, which is anti-inflammatory. All those things are supposed to need to be realized, that it's not all created equally and you have to find what works for you.
I had a few people on the podcast that they never spoke about it online, so this is the first time, but they've mentioned about mentoring and how their mentors have helped them. And sometimes I don't have a mentor yet. I'm just like consuming. I'm the latter. Did you pay for someone to help you out? Or were you just consuming content that worked for you?
Both. I had both. Okay. Yeah. So I would have a firm believer in both having a business coach. I had a growing mentor, which I got from and through college, which is great. It just shortens your learning curve. And then some people say, I don't have the money. That's absolutely fine. Listen and to people that you would trade places with is one of the biggest things I would pass on to anybody. Yeah. Take advice, and don't take everybody's advice. Take a small number. And as a result of that, you get closer to, if you want a piece of their cake, you want to look like them, you want to have as much energy as them, start doing what they're doing. Go to events, go to places where they're like-minded people. And I suppose for me, that was country markets, that was events that people were exercising at. And as a result of that, I met people along the way that literally, on traveling, that shaped me and turned me into the person that I am right now, the happy and the healthier version of Coleman.
Where you were like sending people messages at the time and all that kind of stuff. I want to know you at the start of this, because people, like a lot of people that listen to my podcast, are usually just like still starting out. So they're sponges right here. So they want to soak in everything. And I'm trying to get that out of you.
So what was I like at the start?
Yeah, like where you, so you've got this affirmation down. We're going to talk about vision boards later. So with like your paid coaches, for example, what is the practical thing there? Did you go on a website? Did you just like come across this influencer or something that like you looked up to and approached?
It was actually, yeah, I suppose the training side of it and the business came through social media. I literally just was tagged in a post saying, this guy, love his information. I went for that and then listened to every podcast, every literally YouTube, and got his book when it came out. And as a result of that, I, like you're talking about, sucked up all the information that I possibly could. And asking questions is so important, because you ask good questions, you get good answers.
Fact.
That is so key.
Definitely, definitely. What was the biggest question that you had in that moment in time?
When I started off, that's such a broad question. On what topic?
Listen, you're on my podcast. Sorry.
So what was the most important question?
Like, what was going through your head at the time?
I couldn't necessarily tell you the question, but I know the answer. It was get clear on who you want to be. And that's just me throwing that out. That's big. Yeah. Let's get clear. Because what you do every day, I was told, determines who you become. Ha! That's mind blowing. That's throwing that up in the air and absolutely knocking it into the goal.
And this works for everyone. It applies to everyone.
Yeah.
What helped you get closer to who you wanted to be or who you became?
Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time, because you cannot get time back.
What were you wasting your time on?
I was wasting it on social media. I was wasting it on people that were talking about the doom and gloom. I don't have a television. I don't recommend people to watch the television, watch the news, because all they talk about is the numbers. And I literally can only tell you that if you can constantly listen to doom and gloom and negativity, you will most certainly be and be consumed by that. And you are the average of the things you consume. I, for the most part, try and listen to as much positive information that I can on a daily basis. If I'm driving, which I was from Kildare to Dublin, I'm listening to a podcast. I'm trying to learn and consume things. Like, people say, oh, call me more about music. I listen to music too during my workouts or whatever. Yeah. But use your time so wisely. And as a result of that, you get closer to whatever it is you want to be. Know what you want and work towards it. Step by step, you get ahead. And you have to make sure that you're going, I suppose, in the right direction. A lot of people talk about ladders. You don't have to always go up. As long as you're going in the right direction, that's really important.
Mm. Yeah. And what's your destination for you?
Me, I suppose, to be an expert in the field of all things health and fitness. I love, coming from someone who didn't really know. My breakfast previous to this is an important thing. I used to literally have, Weetabix with sugar dry. That was one of my Weetabix.
Give me, shake my hand.
What's that?
You know what I was doing?
What?
A good few years ago. 2 Weetabix, milk. And oh my God, I am so sorry. Any Irish person right now, we did not have oats back home, Mediterranean Ireland. So I would get 2 Weetabix, milk, and mush it enough where it looks like fucking porridge, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a soupy Weetabix and then 2 tablespoons of white sugar.
Oh my God, Cam, that's so random.
I was all for a snack, dry Weetabix with sugar. Yeah. So, yeah, I there you go.
I don't know anyone else who actually used to have that.
Yeah. Like, completely. Probably at the same time as well.
That was so weird.
For sure. Now I have porridge. So I'm still really shit at porridge. Huh? I'm so shit.
What shit to it? Just oats and whatever liquid you would like.
I can't get it right. I can't get the consistency right. I don't know if I should be spending more time. Maybe it's a lack of patience. What's your perfect overnight oats meal?
Overnight oats would definitely contain, for me, the likes of oats. I typically put water just for hydration purposes, because that's the best thing you can possibly consume. Next thing, I would have either flax seeds or chia seeds, because they contain high levels of omega-3. They're a plant-based source of protein as well, and they're high in fiber, all good for your gut health. Then I would lean towards eggs and put them separate and put them on the plate with spinach. You can do a savory oats. You can put it in the pan, then sprinkle in some of your pink Himalayan salt, and then chop up maybe some spring onion. There you go. That's actually one of my favorite ones. Favorite breakfast, sure.
What?
Yeah, savory kind of overnight oats.
What?
Yeah, game changer. You got to try it. I'm telling you, it's unreal.
No, but like you do the oats separate, right?
Yeah, it's, oats separate. Yeah, yeah. And the eggs are in a separate pan.
Okay, so first you're frying the eggs.
Yeah, in either extra virgin olive oil or coconut oil.
Okay, so we got the eggs.
Yeah.
What's next? The spinach?
The spinach, yeah. That's really cooked with, you have two pans.
Okay. Two pans.
Yeah, I have a little pan for the eggs. Typically yeah. three eggs, that is, let's say, 7 grams of protein in each one of those large organic eggs. We are then getting up to 21 grams of protein. You are adding in your oats. I hope people are writing this down. Then you have your spring onion, your spinach, all in that pan. Sprinkle of pink Himalayan salt in a bowl. Pour that into bish, bash, bosh. And your eggs, separate plate. You're winning. That's a classic meal.
Okay. So it's like savory in your mouth, technically, if you're mixing the two, correct?
Certainly.
Okay. Okay. I love it. I don't know, but I'll try it. I'll try it for the sake of.
Do.
Yeah. I'll get back to you on that.
Send me the photographs. I want images. Yeah.
First, you have to send me the photo of you bodybuilding.
That is going to be hilarious.
I will. We can cheers to that. I will only cook that meal.
All right, go for that.
Let's go.
I'm sure it's saved on my laptop. I'd say there's only one other person who's nearly after seeing that photograph.
You have to. I'm sure your dad would have framed it somewhere. It's his speed.
I didn't know that. Sure. Nobody came. Nobody came.
Did you tell anyone?
Very few people. Very few people. I was going out with a girl at the time and would have told her not to go. I was like, I'm just going to do this thing. Just had to do it on my own.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have this thing sometimes where I want to do things on my own and then when it happens during that moment, I go, oh, I wish I had someone there for me. Did you feel that when you stepped on stage and there wasn't anyone?
No, I suppose that would have been the start of actually realizing that you actually don't need someone with you holding your hands the whole time.
Oh, shit. Yes, you're right.
There you go. And I actually previously said I was spent 3 months in America and I was that kind of kid that was like, oh, do you want to come with me? Do you want to go to the shop? And they were like, just go to the shop on your own.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, could someone just come to the shop with me? And then I was like, well, after that, I suppose that show, I was like, do you know what? I can do this. I traveled on my own. I spent a period of time in Uganda, which was actually an amazing experience as well. When I was there, I spent over 3 weeks on a resort, an organic center out there, teaching children how to grow and basic grow. Literally, when you put a plant in the ground, make sure you water it. And anything that I said, they literally just took on board, like sponges. But it was so cool. It was the coolest experience and scariest at the same time.
I've had people on the podcast that have had an experience like that. And they said it's very life-changing in terms of gratitude, where you like they highly encourage it in the sense of when you see kids dirt poor smiling and laughing and enjoying themselves based on their circumstances, and you come back and you're complaining that there's no soy milk or no oat milk for your coffee, you're well able to like distance yourself from that. I haven't experienced it personally, but I completely believe it.
It changed me as a person. I went into the room the day I was dropped off at the agricultural center, and it was pretty much pitch black going into this room. And I said, can we turn on a light? It's dinner time. Like, and they were like, we don't have lights. And I just went, oh my God, I feel so embarrassed right now. We really sat in a room. They passed around a bowl. I couldn't even see what it was. It was beans and rice. I got spices in it because, I mean, I had more money than anyone else at the whole table. And as a result of that, when I came back, I totally appreciate it. I actually be a firm believer in actually lights. We don't need them. We should live within the cycle of the daylight hours, because actually the light, such as blue light from either phones or anything that's in your lamps, prevent melatonin, which is a sleep hormone, and sleep is a major effector of your hunger hormone. So sleep is one of the pillars of health that I literally would talk to people about on a regular basis. Affects your skin health, affects your mood. As a result of that, if you're not sleeping well, you won't have enough energy. And those are things that I would nail down. Like, that's another reason why my energy levels are quite high, because
How many hours do you sleep?
8 hours religiously, but sleep goes in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Cycles.
I still have to figure out my cycle. I haven't swatted that yet. I sleep like a fucking baby though.
Good.
I'm on 9 hours.
That's okay. Everyone's different. Some a little bit less, some a little bit more. Yeah. But it's in and around the 8 hour. Do you know what I mean? No one's the same. See, a lot of people want that number. Coleman, how much oats should I have? How much sleep should I have? How much of anything?
Yeah, they want the exact blueprint number. Yeah.
They know exact blueprint. You have to make and write your own script.
Shit.
There you go.
How, so if someone is starting out, let's use me as an example. Not that everyone can relate to me, but like I'm here so I can piss him off if I want to. If you're going to start like recommending how I can like change my lifestyle for the better, and let's say that the goal in mind is energy. I think a lot of people can relate to that. That's probably like quite a basic one. What would you say to me in order to like adapt certain like things to like become a more organic fitness guru like yourself?
Well, we'll ask questions, as we touched on. Yeah,
let's go.
Good questions. So what are the foods that you eat on a regular basis? What do you have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch? And what do you have for dinner? Are there three things? Why? Because food determines how much energy that you have. The body's first source of energy is carbohydrates. Most people demonize them. Why? Because processed food and alcohol is actually a carbohydrate.
Yeah.
And we tend to overeat on the processed foods. And some people overindulge on alcohol. And then they go, oh, the bracket, bread, carbs, I don't want it. Oh, yeah, oats, don't want them. Potatoes, white, you're joking me. Don't go near them.
Brown. Yeah, they're not brown. Yeah,
So I would ask those three questions first. What's your breakfast, lunch and dinner like?
Coffee.
Coffee. For breakfast, lunch and dinner. You're on a liquid diet?
No. So I have a coffee. I'm not consistent. I think that's the one.
And that's where you're going to have problems, because if you do things at random, you will get random results.
Really?
Certainly.
Shit.
There you go.
But I get bored with the same meals.
You don't have to eat the same meals. You just have to have, I suppose, it's down to those three items. There are so many different, like,
Three items, what are the three items?
Every food item goes into a carbohydrate, a protein, or a fat. So okay. We'll take the example of, you can have potatoes for breakfast if you want it.
Mm.
Yeah, and if you actually cooked them the night before, it actually build up on a resistant starch, which actually makes it more beneficial for your gut health, which literally is, again, something that improves mood and increases your energy as well, because you have more microorganisms breaking down that material that give you energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So every single meal needs to have those three.
No, that's very good you said that.
Because I read something that said about, and I don't know, I tried it, but I didn't try it for long enough to figure out the results. But it was something along the lines of veg is super good with fats and carbs, or like goes along, but try not to mix carbs and proteins together in the same meal. And it's just because your body, like your gut in that moment in time is trying to figure out like all the stuff and is trying to juggle a little bit too much. It also says something about like try to eat fruit singularly, like alone. So like don't try to throw them in as well. I don't know. I could be talking out of my ass.
No, there's so much into it.
Yeah.
It depends on where your starting point is and where you're at right now. So I could talk about why I have my greens first, then I eat my protein, then I eat my fats, then I eat my carbohydrates.
Oh.
Or, you see, and I'll talk about that now in one second.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I can literally get people to say that you just need to eat less processed food, you do, and more single ingredient organic produce. But I'll, I suppose, bring it back into, right now, I'm at a higher level than most people. So touching on the point, why I have greens first is because it aids in the digestion process. It's getting the body ready for the harder to digest foods. Protein then has the main advantage of keeping you fuller for longer. And then it has the added advantage of a thermogenic effect. It burns calories as it's being digested. That's why it's recommended to have a slightly higher protein diet in a weight loss phase. Or if for a general reason you're just looking to maintain protein, essential for the body. We must have it every single day. Next is fats. Again, that helps break down and slower to, I suppose, have an effect on your blood sugar levels. Following the last thing that I'll eat on my plate key is the carbohydrates, the potatoes, white potatoes. I have them. Why? Because I grow them and they're literally an organic fitness food. They're delicious.
Do you prefer white potatoes or sweet potatoes?
I prefer white because it's much easier to grow white, even though you can grow in Ireland, and you can grow sweet potatoes, but they must be grown in a polytunnel.
What's a polytunnel?
Glass house.
Okay.
Plastic covering over hoops. Increase the temperatures.
So right now, are you, try not to go into too much detail, but are you living in somewhere where there's a lot of land?
Yes, I live in the countryside, yes.
Okay. So there's no glass house, or is there? Like, do you have one?
Yeah, there's a glass house there on site, yeah. And a polytunnel.
Are you renting or did you buy it?
No, I'm renting. You just,
damn boy.
I'm renting currently, yeah.
I'm in the fucking middle of like Dublin and I have two tiles outside of like my place. And it's nice. Like, I'm lucky. You know what I mean? So you have the distance and everything.
But okay. Remember that you can either grow in pots is the first thing. Start adding in more. Then people are often looking for it right now. That's, I suppose, going towards, I don't have this, I don't have that. Focus on what you do have. You do have those two tiles to grow two plants in a pot. You can go to a country market every single week and support someone else that has a field, has a polytunnel, has a glasshouse. And the idea is that you're trying to make an improvement all the time. You won't live in that location for the rest of your life, but right in saying that?
I fucking hope not.
There we go. So in the future, you hopefully have more than two tiles, maybe four tiles.
And maybe
great.
six chickens.
That'd be great. If they got one egg a day, literally, you're sorted for yourself and maybe a partner in the near future. Three eggs each, winning. Set 20 grams of protein, 21 grams of protein if there's three eggs.
Very random note, right? But once we're talking about chickens, recently, I don't know, like there's something called a shop, a supermarket, and the eggs. The eggs have been... All the organic and free-range ones have had a massive sticker on them saying temporarily caged for the hen's well-being for the past month and a half. Everyone who's listening to this knows about it in Ireland. And I have no idea what the state of the chickens are. Are your chickens okay?
My chickens are okay. They haven't been labelled or put in the cage. This is the funniest thing ever.
A month and a half. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is on the loose.
It could be cleaning out the coop. I'm not really sure. This is supposed
to for fucking a month and a half.
Yeah, it's a big coop. I don't know. I would ring your suppliers, and that is important. It's supposed to realize that where your food comes from.
Yeah.
Do you know the grower? Do you know the farmer? Do you know anything about your food? Do you just get something that's wrapped in plastic and literally just grab it and eat it on the go?
Do you purchase? So you said that you're not vegan or vegetarian. Do you purchase everything from your local butcher, your local farmer, and that sort of thing?
I do my utmost best to get everything as local, fresh, and even Irish as I possibly can, and organic. And people say, do you eat everything organic? I'm not anal about it. I go, Jesus Christ, was that broccoli head? Can I eat that?
I'll
be quite high in relation to the foods that I eat that would... than for most people, and it's about just adding in one more food item and trying to get people to do on the program, and I suppose emphasize that it's not, I suppose, perfection you're looking for, because perfection doesn't exist. Like, and people say, oh, Coleman, just stop training, you're done, you're finished, you're never done.
You're not done until you say you're done.
So that's really key, that the idea that you have to make and set your own destination, set your own bar, and walk towards it. Yeah, too many people listen to other people. Everyone has an opinion. It's like an ass. Everyone has an ass. You need to realize that you're in control when you start making your own decisions. You wipe your own ass. You put on your own clothes. The idea is you decide what you do on a daily basis, and that determines what you get.
Fact.
Yeah.
Exactly. So let's talk about personal development now, once we're talking about asses.
Squats, get them done.
Get them glutes going. Yeah. So in your book, you dedicated quite a significant amount to it. So you went right into all the vitamins and all that. But personal development, am I right in assuming that this is something like quite big for you?
It's a huge part of my
motivation,
life.
Motivation, that sort of thing.
And I use the likes of goal boards to set myself these targets and aspirations that I want to achieve. And if you're not doing that, again, you're, I suppose, doing things out of randomness. And that's really important for you to, I suppose, stop doing things at random and start nailing down where and who you want to be, whether you want to be healthier, whether you want to be fitter, whether you want to be in a relationship, or you want to get out of a relationship, or you just want to, I suppose, be healthier and happier. You need to change up your diet and change up most of your food. Don't like using the word diet. Change up your lifestyle.
You're the first person to go quite in depth into goal boards and vision boards. So I'm going to ask you more questions about it. So you spoke about short-term goals and long-term goals, correct?
Mm.
When it comes down to your goal board, do you shuffle it every few months, for example? Do you remove things? Like, let's go into the nitty-gritty of your goal board.
It's very hard. I write down things on that goals board, and I find it hard to remove them. I have separate ones for specific quotes that have been there. God, that quotes board is pretty full right now.
Is it like a cork board, by the way? Whiteboard?
Yeah. And on that is literally quotes like, own the day, own the morning, own the day. Do you know what I mean? What you do every day determines who you become. All these kind of, I suppose, power, motivational quotes that you often see. But having it in a place where I see it every single day, because sometimes people are flicking through their social media and they see one, then they see some other influencer doing an ab selfie or doing a glute selfie, and it's muddled with all the rest of the muck, and it's not that clear. So mine is specifically nailed down in right now. It's in my kitchen, so when I walk in every morning, I'm going, yeah, that's a goal board, right? Own the morning, own the day. Great. Now, nail down, do your routine. You know what to do. You know what you're focusing on. Say my information. I'm clear on what I have to do, and I drive towards that. And that's something that I'm getting more and more people to do. Set themselves goals, set themselves targets to be all they ever can be. And that's something that I came from the small little guy in school who couldn't get on the sports teams, to someone that, up to last year, they were ringing me to, could you come back and play on the team? And do you know what I mean? That's kind of, is that a dream come true? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not saying I was far from the best on the team. I lacked in skill. I played a lot of hurling growing up. I lacked in skill, but what I lacked in skill, I made up for in motivation, hard work. He never beat me because I never give up. Fact. I'd always be literally that terrier on the pitch, hound you, take the ball off you. Do you know what I mean? They'd foul me before I'd foul them. They'd be so tired because I'd never give up.
Mm. Are you into manifestation?
I am, and it's funny that you're mentioning that, and you're, I suppose, maybe dabbling in it now a little bit. I remember when I suppose would touch on starting 24 is probably where I started to really kind of improve on my own health journey. If someone was to say to me, "Oh yeah, come on, man, do you know what's really healthy? Nearly going outside, walking on the grass in your bare feet, eating maybe something that doesn't have meat in it. Start writing down things on a piece of paper at the end of the day for positivity." I would have looked at that fella and say, "You must be joking me. Are you soft?" I would actually just, do you know what I mean? And now I've come total full spectrum, and I've a younger brother, and people that I train also maybe younger than me, and some are older, but the idea is that I try pass on that knowledge to people that are in that same position where I was.
Yeah. It's quite easy, usually, and I'm only saying usually, but probably everyone that I've come across have started their personal development journey with manifestation and the concept of like speaking it into existence, visualization, and that goes into like the practical tips of a vision board, for example. The Secret is definitely probably the starting point for everyone when it comes to, oh, I do have it in me, and it's within me, it's not outside of me. I think I've said this before, but our generation was very much, I think, influenced by the concept of getting scouted or getting like picked up and like taken somewhere as like, your manager is the one that's going to give you that promotion. Like the power was always like outside of you. And it's really cool to see that like we have this all within us. You mentioned something. There's this quote I wrote down. Something that cannot speak, cannot defeat us.
Yeah. And that's one of the, was the final either quotes in the personal development section. And that's that period of time that I spent in Uganda, and we were actually setting up beds, which are literally areas of ground where you're growing. We were marking out these four pegs, and I was giving them, the students, these literally just five things to do. I was like, lads, literally it's simple stuff, four pegs, four strings. We literally use our hose, rotate up the little area. As a result of that, then we put in the likes of your plants, water it, that's it. Simple stuff, five steps, you got it. Put them into groups of two, a couple of different students all around in separate plots in the field. And next thing, we were talking about, I suppose, personal development in the class as well. And I was giving them some of the quotes that are still written on that board. And when we worked towards that goal of putting in the plants into that bed, there was a little rock that we were right in the middle of the bed. I remember just kind of going, oh God. And one of the students came over and said, oh, we have a problem or whatever. And I was like, do you know what I mean? We'll sort it. There's no problem that we can't solve.
Was the rock already there?
Well, it was little, it looked like a stone to start, okay? A stone, a pebble, literally as big as my knuckle, sticking out of the ground. Yeah. And we had tools now that would have been primitive tools here. Oh. Yeah. So we're literally I was like, yeah, we'll get it out. Don't worry about it. So we started kind of digging around with our little trowels and stuff in this bed. And as a result of that, the stone was just getting bigger and bigger. And we were digging this hole. And I was like, oh my God, the stone was absolutely massive. And then they were kind of looking up to me going, oh, this stone's getting bigger. And I was like, don't worry about it.
You just discovered the mountain over there.
It was a mountain. It was literally massive. And I have a photograph of it. So we dug out this stone. So then we ended up having this stone in the likes of this middle of the veg patch. And I just kind of going, how am I going to get it out? And the manager actually of the complex was just like, Cole, man, leave that stone. Do you know what I mean? Lunch is at 1 o'clock. We have lunch, beans and rice. Come up here. And I was just like, we'll get this stone out. I'll even set the table for you. There's time. We'll get it. We'll have it. Wow. I'm on it. So next thing, I was trying to figure it out. And next thing, one of the quotes from the class was something that cannot speak, cannot defeat us. And one of his fathers had actually said it to him throughout, I suppose, his childhood. And then he was in my group that was digging out this stone, and we were digging it out, and then we dug it out so deep that I didn't know how to get it out physically. We couldn't lift it, it was that big. So we're looking at this stone inside in this veg patch in the plot, and I was there trying to figure it out, and one of them just says, oh, if we try and move it this way, and his English wasn't great at the time, and I was kind of confused myself, I was dehydrated, and I was like, just give me a second, Paul. And then he literally just pushed the stone and put little stones underneath it, and I literally thought, between all the broken English that he had, I was like, you're an absolute genius. So we pushed the stone one side, all the stones, pebbles that came off it, we put it underneath, rocked it one way, rocked it the other. It literally took us about 25 minutes to get this stone out of this little section, no bigger than the table here, the length of the table. Eventually got it out, and then we literally pushed it to one side. I took a photograph. I have it. I meant to try to get it in the book. It's actually might be separate to the book, but there's two of us, me, Paul, and his helper. And literally he just said, as we got it out, he goes, something that cannot speak cannot defeat us. And I literally, it's one of those metaphors for life, and I'll never forget that story. And that's kind of one of those things that I suppose when you travel, you gain experiences just like that. And it was very random, but I suppose something that I'll never forget. You can take that into life, and it doesn't have to be a big massive stone. It can be something that you're suffering with right now, whether it be someone at home, your current job. The idea is that something that cannot speak cannot defeat you.
For sure. If someone wants to start out, you already spoke about how people just could figure things out as they go. But what's probably the number one thing that you would tell someone, like, if they want to hop onto this journey right now?
Start writing down what you want and work towards it, whatever it is. And that is incrementally improved by every day, just doing one thing. I'm a firm believer in the compound effect. I wrote a book in relation to how I did that. I put €1 or one coin. If I didn't have €1, I had to put €2 into the jar. And that's why I wrote the book. So if I didn't have the €1 or the €2, I most certainly had to either go down to the shop, break the likes of the 5 or the 10 or the €20, put €1 into the jar, and I couldn't do it. It just, I suppose, emphasizes that if I asked you for €1, most people would give me €1. But if I asked you for €365, you were like, geez, I'm not going, that's a lot of money for me right now at this moment in time. But that's it. It builds up over time. And that's how I suppose you write a book. That's how you build on your personal development. That's how you build on your fitness. That's how you build on your lifestyle. You want to be healthier, just do one thing each and every day.
The Power of Organic Fitness, your book. When's it coming out?
It's coming out live on the 27th of May. So it'll be available on Amazon. My God, I'll be shouting. People say rooftops. I'll be shouting from polytunnel tops when this thing comes out. I swear to God, I cannot wait.
No, congrats. Like, you've worked for this.
Yeah.
You did it. Like you're getting there. Like, you're one step closer.
Massive, yeah. And not finished. This is only the start. Like,
for sure.
This is literally, it's unbelievable how you got from where you were to where you want to be. And then when you're here, you want to go again. That's that growth mindset. And you have to have that if you want to, I suppose, improve at anything.
For sure. So is it going to be in bookshops in Ireland?
It most certainly will be available at all good bookstores. And if it's not, you make sure you go up to the counter and ask the manager, why is Coleman's book, The Power of Organic Fitness, not in there? And as a result of that, I'll get it in there. That's how that works.
Ah, okay. Amazon. Audible, you mentioned
I have to do the Audible. I'm going to record.
Are you recording it yourself?
I will record it as well.
That's actually quite like a champ move, because there's a difference between Audible, where like someone's narrating it on behalf of you, versus you.
I don't half-ass anything. No. Whatever I do it 100%. And by God, I couldn't leave someone else read my book.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that.
Oh, I'm so excited for you, Coleman.
Can't wait for it.
Thank you so much for joining me. We're on an hour, so you're good to go.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me. Thanks everyone for listening. And I just say, stay tuned, stay classy, and keep it organic.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Longer Days Collective.